Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Big Beautiful Walls, an original story by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Tolu, Jeremiah, and Lonra and their family, Evan and Anderson and their family from Seattle, Jesse, Claudia, and Charles and their family, and Liam Zweigert and his family. Thank you so much, Liam, Charles, Claudia, Jesse, Anderson, Evan, Lonra, Jeremiah, and Tolu. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. Our Patreon subscribers also gain access to a special commercial-free feed with all of our past episodes on it, which you get for pledging as little as $1 a month. The feed works with any podcast player, and you can email us if you need help setting it up.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder,
where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. Big, beautiful walls. In the great, wide arms of the world, there was once a beautiful little oak tree. Its branches were young but strong, and they practically dripped with acorns. Gray squirrels from all over the world came to make a life in the tree, and make a life they did. For years and years, they ate the acorns from the branches and licked the dew from the leaves to wash them down. They were very happy, and they sang aloud in their little squirrel voices, and day and night, the tree was alive with music. All was well. Until it wasn't. Nearby, in an older, taller tree, a group of red squirrels was having trouble. An early frost had killed off all the buds, and there was barely an acorn to be found. They searched high up in the tree among the wavy-edged leaves and found nothing. They searched low down on the tree among the roots and grass and found nothing. Finally, though it pained them, they left their tree in search of food to feed their families. Maybe you can guess where this is going. It wasn't long before the red squirrels found the beautiful little oak tree, so full of food and singing. They collected the forgotten acorns off the ground and were grateful. Slowly, they made friends with the gray squirrels and began to join them in the higher branches, began to join them in their singing. This made some gray squirrels very unhappy, not for any real reason other than they didn't like when things changed. And unhappiest of all was an old, bushy-tailed fella that, because of his age, was the leader of the tree. He had a real name once, back when he was young, but that was long forgotten. These days, everyone just called him the Elder, and his word was law. The Elder didn't like anything he wasn't used to, and just as soon as he could, he called together a big meeting of the gray squirrels, saying he had something very important to share.
"These red squirrels need to be stopped. They're eating all the food. They're taking all the best branches. They are a menace."
There was a murmur in the crowd, but no one dared to disagree, at first. Finally, a young gray squirrel called out, her voice bold and brave. "What? That doesn't make any sense. There's plenty of food, plenty of room. Why can't they stay in the tree with us?"
"And who are you?"
"Lizzie."
"Well, Lizzie, because I said so," roared the Elder before anyone could think to agree with her. "They're here because they have problems, and they're going to bring their problems with them. Out, 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 I say."
"But what about..."
"That's enough. Stop wagging your tail at me. They're out, and that's final."
The next day, the red squirrels left the tree. Many had made friends, like Lizzie, that were sad to see them go, but no one dared to speak against the Elder. So, in the days that followed, lots of the gray squirrels were sad, and the singing wasn't quite so loud and cheerful as it had once been.
"What's wrong with the tree? Why isn't everyone happy?"
snapped the elder to his ever-present crowd of helpers and aides.
I think people are sad because you made all the red squirrels leave, squeaked out a nervous voice from the group.
The red squirrels, that's exactly the problem. We've kicked them out, but they need to stay out. We'll build a wall around the tree that'll do the trick. A big, beautiful wall!
And because the elder was in charge, the other gray squirrels quickly set out building the wall around the tree. It was made of pebbles and acorn caps, of twigs and string, of anything the squirrels could find, really. And when it was finished, it completely circled the young oak tree where they lived. It was as tall as the tree itself, so the lower branches stopped getting much sun. The gray squirrels tried to climb to the higher branches, but the elder and his crowd had already claimed them, so they were forced to live beneath, in the shadow of the wall. The singing grew fainter. Some days it was barely heard at all. The tree became a still and silent place, a shadow of the happy home it had been before.
"Now what's wrong with the tree? Why isn't everyone happy?"
snapped the elder to his ever-present crowd of helpers and aides.
"Well, I got rid of the red squirrels. I put up the walls to keep them out, to keep us safe."
The wall blocks the sun and it's dark below," stammered a fearful voice from the group.
"Nonsense," said the elder, looking around his home on the highest branch. "Look at all this sun. It has to be something else. What could it be? What could it be? Oh, no. Oh, sweet mother of nuts."
"What is it? What's wrong?"
"I need to talk to everyone. Call a meeting."
The meeting was called and the squirrels all gathered together around the elder, waiting for him to speak.
"Fellow tree dwellers, I know you're afraid of the red squirrel menace, but don't worry, I've figured it out."
He pointed up into the air with a gnarled little paw.
"The sun! If it's getting in, then the red squirrels can too. That's why we need to close off the top. We need a sky wall."
Murmurs and whispers rolled through the crowd, but like before, only Lizzie dared to speak up.
"Are you crazy? First of all, it's called a roof. Second of all, you're ruining the tree you claim to love so much. This place was amazing when everyone was welcome and everyone sang together, but you've ruined it with your dumb plans."
"Wrong. They're great plans, the best plans, and it's called a sky wall. In fact, sky wall construction starts tomorrow, and if you don't like it, you can leave."
"Fine, I will," Lizzie said, and she leapt from the branches to the top of the wall and then climbed down the other side, out of sight.
A few other gray squirrels followed her, but most stayed. They'd lived their whole lives in the strong, young tree, and they couldn't imagine living anyplace else.
"Anyone else? No? Good. Let's build the sky wall."
And because the elder was in charge, the other gray squirrels quickly set out building a roof, I mean, sky wall, over the tree. They were soon finished, and the tree was surrounded by walls and capped with the roof, and there was no way in or out. Not even for the sun. The singing stopped entirely. So did the laughing and talking. So did the growing. Deprived of the sun's rays, the little oak couldn't keep itself alive. Every day, wandering in the darkness, the remaining gray squirrels found sagging branches and fallen leaves and stunted, bitter acorns that they couldn't eat, no matter how hard they tried. While they watched, helpless, their strong young tree began to wither and die.
"What's wrong with the tree? Why isn't everyone happy?"
snapped the elder to his ever-present crowd of helpers and aides. To his immense and lasting surprise, he didn't get the usual timid answer he was accustomed to, but a yelled response from the darkness.
"You happened! You're killing our home!"
It was Lizzie, who had left before the sky wall was added.
"You! How did you get back in here?"
"No wall can keep us out if there are squirrels inside who will welcome us."
"That's enough. Get her out of here and find who helped her and get them out, too."
None of the squirrels moved to help.
"What are you doing? Didn't you hear me?"
"They heard you, but they don't listen to you anymore. What good is protecting our home if we destroy everything good about it in the process? Look at what you've made. It's not a wall, it's a cage, and you're all stuck inside."
"Why, you little nut! I'll..."
You'll do nothing, called out a voice.
She's right. She's been right all along, called out another.
Then more and more voices joined in, and soon a chant started. Quiet at first, but it gained volume as it moved through the crowd. Like a fire it spread, setting each little gray squirrel ablaze with passion.
No wall, tree for all! No wall, tree for all! No wall, tree for all!
And as each voice picked up the chant, they began to move. One grabbed a pebble, another an acorn cap, a third some twigs, and another some string. They grabbed everything they could find and pushed and pulled and chanted and hoped, and finally, with a great creaking groan, the walls fell away from the tree and crashed to the ground.
No wall, tree for all!
They cheered, and the elder slunk away, defeated. With the wall gone, the sun returned. With the sun back, the tree recovered, once more turning green and lush. And with the tree healthy, the red squirrels were welcomed back. And once again, day and night, the tree was alive with music. The End. Today's story, Big Beautiful Walls, was an original story by Daniel Hines, performed by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. We're working on thanking everyone, but there's a lot of you, and we're so grateful. But please know that it will take about 2 or 3 months from when you first email for it to be your turn. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.